Harry stared at him. Tom Riddle had been at Hogwarts 50 years ago, yet here he stood, a weird, misty light shining about him, not a day older than 16. "Are you a ghost?" Harry said uncertainly. "A memory," said Riddle quietly, "preserved in a diary for 50 years. He pointed toward the floor near the statue's giant toes. Lying open there was the little black diary Harry had found in Moaning Myrtle's bathroom. For a second, Harry wondered how it had got there. But there were more pressing matters to deal with.
"You've got to help me, Tom," Harry said, raising Ginny's head again. "We've got to get her out of here. There's a basilisk. I don't know where it is, but it could be along any moment. Please, help me."
Riddle didn't move. Harry, sweating, managed to hoist Ginny half off the floor and bent to pick up his wand again. But his wand had gone.
"Did you see?"
He looked up. Riddle was still watching him, twirling Harry's wand between his long fingers.
"Thanks," said Harry, stretching out his hand for it.
A smile curled the corners of Riddle's mouth. He continued to stare at Harry, twirling the wand idly.
"Listen," said Harry urgently, his knees sagging with Ginny's dead weight. "We've got to go. If the basilisk comes..."
"It won't come until it is called," said Riddle calmly. Harry lowered Ginny back onto the floor, unable to hold her up any longer.
"What do you mean?" he said. "Look, give me my wand. I might need it."
Riddle's smile broadened.
"You won't be needing it," he said.
Harry stared at him.
"What do you mean, I won't be..."
"I've waited a long time for this, Harry Potter," said Riddle, "for the chance to see you, to speak to you."
"Look," said Harry, losing patience, "I don't think you get it. We're in the Chamber of Secrets. We can talk later."
"We're going to talk now," said Riddle, still smiling broadly, and he pocketed Harry's wand. Harry stared at him. There was something very funny going on here.
"How did Ginny get like this?" he asked slowly.
"Well, that's an interesting question," said Riddle pleasantly, "and quite a long story. I suppose the real reason Ginny Weasley's like this is because she opened her heart and spilled all her secrets to an invisible stranger."
"What are you talking about?" said Harry.
"The diary," said Riddle. "My diary. Little Ginny's been writing in it for months and months, telling me all her pitiful worries and woes, how her brothers tease her, how she had to come to school with second-hand robes and books, how..." Riddle's eyes glinted. "How she didn't think famous, good, great Harry Potter would ever like her." All the time he spoke, Riddle's eyes never left Harry's face. There was an almost hungry look in them. "It's very boring having to listen to the silly little troubles of an 11-year-old girl," he went on. "But I was patient. I wrote back. I was sympathetic. I was kind. Ginny simply loved me. No one ever understood me like you, Tom. I'm so glad I've got this diary to confide in. It's like having a friend I can carry around in my pocket."